Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Round the world, the funnies of Inner Sight. Engineer, where are you? I think the engineer died. All right. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I hate funerals. I hit it one more time. Let's hear it for the world. One, two. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. Well, how'd you like that debate, huh? Me and my dog do better. Yeah. Well, did you hear what Biden said? He said if he's elected, it's going to be national mask wearing. Boy, is everybody going to get worse. Yeah. Did you hear about the FDA? Oh, by the way, for those of you who don't know, that stands for Food and Drug Asininus. Yeah. FDA. You hear about they approved a new drug, see? They got a drug. They come up with a drug for the virus. Yeah. Now, you see how this works? Let me explain it to you, because you won't hear this from the doctors, see? This works in a very mysterious way. See? You take the drug. You get sick as hell. If you don't die, you're lucky. Then everybody takes this drug, and in about 10 years, the drug companies get sued, see? They figure they put out $50 trillion for the drug, but then they gotta get sued, and they only pay out $10 trillion. So they make $40 trillion, and a bunch of dead bodies all over the place. And the funeral parlors love them, along with the cemeteries and the hospitals. Oh, and the doctors all go on vacation from the money they make.
They're all
that's it, folks. And the symptoms, the side effects.
Whoa.
Holy smokes. There's one side effect that you guys should know about. It affects your ding-a-ling. See?
Oh, no.
Your ding-a-ling, it might not fall off. But it sure as hell won't ring. And you're going to have a lot of girls and wives screaming at the doctors and their boyfriends, I want a ding-a-ling. Get out
of here. It don't work no more. It don't work, Doc. She's screaming all day long.
No more ding-a-ling. So you can't be a...
They're going to say.
You can't be a ding-dong-daddy from Dallas. No more.
No more.
All these guys with all their big money are going to take this vaccine, and they're going to take a girl out, and when the girl sees the ding-a-ling, boy, is she going to run.
Yes, right. It's going to be
gonna big, shrivel up.
It's going to be doing anything.
It'll be shriveled up like a piece of old Swiss cheese.
Oh, no.
You cut that out. Now, listen, you dirty rat. Stay on that wall, see? I'll see you so full of holes, you look like Swiss cheese. All right, that's the update on the new drug. From Innocent. Gee, did you hear that, heard on the news tonight, thousands of people are volunteering to take this drug. I wonder if they're giving them money for that.
They are, actually.
You know,
in
case anything happens to you, your loved one gets $25.
No, it's actually $400. I actually got an email.
400.
You got to hear the email. Yeah, I got
to
get
400 to
email.
Take that poison. Are they crazy?
Yeah,
I wouldn't
crazy.
Take it for 4 million.
Wait. I get an email. I signed up for the test, for the COVID test at CVS, right? And then I get an email later on saying, would you like to participate in the COVID research? And I said, and then I write back to them, and I said, are you crazy? You got another guest coming. I wouldn't participate that if my dead body rolled in there. That's what I wrote. That's what I said. My dead body.
No, you should have said, listen, here's what I'll do. You make a contract, see? When I die, you can have my body. I got a body. I got more disease than you ever saw in your life. So if it works on
it
me, it'll work on anybody.
On anybody.
That's what you do. You say, I want $40 million for my spouse, and I'll do it.
Right.
Make them a deal.
Yeah,
oh, they'll love you for research.
My husband will love that.
Gee, I never saw a worse diseased body in my life, John. Well, that's good. Look at all the disease we got to work with here. If we can cure this, we can cure anything.
That's right.
Woo! All right, we got Fred coming up with Godzilla's going to eat Los Angeles.
There you go.
And we got Jackie Gleason with the... the robbery, you know, fooling around with that. Louis will be here later. Louis's going to do, what are you going to do? I forgot. We had a skit for Louis. I can't think of what it is now.
He'll know.
But anyway, maybe he'll remember.
Yeah.
What?
He'll remember it.
Yeah, and then Gabriel is gonna be at... one of the guinea pigs for the virus. Oh, shoot. Right here live on Inner Sight with the Funnies, Funny Follies, Frolics. I wish I could hear that song. I'll play that song for Joe. Can you play it? The Horse Without a Horse?
Yeah,
name music?
Yeah, I have it.
Can you play that
on
song?
On the board. Yeah, hold
with
on.
Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson.
Yeah, it's right on the board. Hold on.
In honor of Joe Arion, by the way, this show dedicated to Joe.
Yeah.
High on a mountain, yeah, western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. And he dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lady, and ooh, he made some sigh. He rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye.
He rode the Music from Boston to Bozeman, not too much money, way too much right. Those were the days when a horse he called music jumped through the moon, sailed across the sky.
Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by.
Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called memories that she used to ride.
And he sang, ooh, to the ladies, ooh, they damn near lay down and die. Now he rides away on a horse he called music,
with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eyes.
High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky,
marking the place where a horse he called music
lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
Willie and Merle, great, great song, and we play that to honor Joe Arion. Around the World in a Sight, Frolics, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue, Little Bear. Check out the Akita, Tom's River, New Jersey, the Akita Country. All right, yeah, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Hey, my buddy at Kennedy Realty, Anthony Kennedy. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house, or just get some good info, or don't steal a house.
That's right.
You know, and call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, around the world with Inner Sight Live. All right. All the beautiful children. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie, all of them, and all those, thank God, that are still with us.
Yeah.
Watch out for them, take care of them, love them. Go an extra mile for that child. Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, we also remind you it's National Guide Dog Month. Don't forget to sign our petition. All right? And if you get bit by a guide dog this month, the best thing that could happen to you.
That's right.
Yeah, go tell that to the lawyer. All right, Inner Sight. Hey, wait a minute, I got a question. If you get bit by a guide dog and the school owns the dog, but the dog is with the blind person, who's got to pay the money? The school or the blind person?
Yeah.
Now, that is a good
you,
question.
It's gonna be a, yeah, that's a good
see?
Question. They'll probably blame,
you know, complicated
they'll probably
that
blame
is?
The blind. They'll probably blame the blind person, and the blind person will have to pay it.
That blind person doesn't have money. They're gonna go for the money, the school.
That's right. But I bet you.
Oh, you don't own this dog. Wait a minute. Let me see that paper. Oh,
that's
we
right.
retain the ownership of the dog.
Of the dog.
Heather Forth.
Right.
Until further
that's
notice
right.
hereof of the indigent
right.
applicant that is applied to the outer extremity of the innermost coagula.
Right. Yeah, right.
In other words, the school
own the
owns the dog.
That's right.
So all you lawyers, take heed of that. School's got plenty of money. That's who you want to sue. Don't sue the blind person because we have no rights.
And guess what?
All right.
They don't train those. The blind person doesn't train no dog. Okay.
That's another. The blind person didn't train the dog. The school did.
That's right.
So how can you blame them if the dog gets out of hand?
That's right.
All right. Inner Sight tells you.
What?
We tell you. I'm telling you.
That's right.
All right. Time to petition change.org, license to schools. Yeah. Sue them first, then license.
Woo! You're so bad.
Stop,
I love it.
All right. What else we got? Oh, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, and people that have helped us in the past. We're hoping that the Republican candidate for Senate, we reached out to her today. We're hoping that she's going to join Inner Sight, endorse us, and get out there and you know, let people know about this idea with the nursing homes, because it's a good idea. You don't have to raise the taxes. Now, what, they said Biden's going to raise taxes? Holy smokes, he's
that's
finished.
That's what they said.
And he's got two things against him. He's
going to
raise taxes, and then he's going to pass a national mask law. Boy, the criminals are going to love him.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I don't know if he's really going to do it, but, you know.
Yeah, you never know. They say things, then it don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
Then they get into, oh, I never said that.
Yeah, and they
well, they
do
try
it,
to
they
do
it,
and the Congress won't back them up.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you never know what's going to happen, really.
Nobody starves on Long Island. We know about that. You need dog food, cat food. Call Gary. You need medical. Give Gary a call. 631-484-3085. And, yeah, did you hear the guy went to the rabbi? See, it's a joke. The guy went to the rabbi, black guy, you know, nice guy. And he says, Rabbi, I want to become Jewish. The rabbi says, what's the matter? You haven't got enough trouble. You want to be Jewish? Where'd you hear that? I don't know. Anyway. That's supposed to be a joke. I don't know. Heard that from a rabbi. Rabbi told me that joke.
Really?
All right. Around the world, Inner Sight. James Bahamonde is a lawyer, but don't ever let him go to court for you because the judge can't understand him.
Maybe that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. What? Do you have a spokesperson? Oh, Frank Perino, the spokesperson. I told him what to say, but I didn't put it in Braille, so he don't know what he's talking about. All right, Jimmy, just sit down and be quiet. Don't worry about it.
Just sit down
and
be quiet.
Oh, coming up, what Jimmy Dinigan wrote on the blackboard. Oh, we got to hear
uh-oh.
This. Holy smokes, this is so funny. All right, it's coming up. What else we got? Inner Sight, Able News. Gee, wait a minute. Are they putting Trump or Biden on the November? Here's a good question. November issue's got to be out already. Has it got Trump or
it's
Biden?
It's got to be, yeah. Oh, wow, that's going to be interesting.
On the front cover.
Probably neither, honestly. They should be...
No, I think they... You know what they should do? They should
put
two
both.
Of them on there.
They did.
See?
They
two
did.
Of them pointing guns at each other.
No. Oh, wait, this is not the... Oh, it's not the November issue yet. Ooh, ha, ha, ha. The woman is smart. She doesn't have it out yet.
Oh, when does it come out?
I don't know.
No date?
It's probably this. It's usually the middle of October for the 7th of November, usually.
Yeah, so she's got a, she's late. Oh,
right.
She's holding it.
She's holding
Hold the presses.
That's right.
She's holding it because she wants to see who's going to win. All right.
That's
Able
right.
News. In the meantime, let people know. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It's served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has that personals page, divorce to marriages, classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors, like I said. And they have a subscription that you can get, a free subscription, and you can go online and visit ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription. And back to you, Frank.
All right, National Guide Dog Month. Don't forget to sign that petition. Look at our Facebook. You won't be able to answer the question, but that's all right. We understand that.
Maybe they will.
So look at it, and you see the questions are not there to be answered by the average person. They're there to get people to sign the petition, is the point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, when I was a kid, we had so much fun in school. And this one day, see, when the regular day, you know, I don't know, it might have been a rainy day, I don't know. We went in, and everybody's sitting there, and, you know, Janie, Jimmy, McElroy, and me, and
everybody.
Shirley Kimmel, the whole, oh, she was pretty, Shirley. Oh, I had a crush on her. Anyway, so Miss Ma, every once in a while, you know, she was friends with Miss Carey across the hall. Every once in a while, she'd say, all right, class, now I want you to stay in your seats. I have to go see Miss Carey for a few minutes. And don't get out of your seat. Just keep still. Everybody understand that? Yes, Miss Ma. And then she said, Jimmy, I'm going to give you an assignment while I'm out of the room.
Uh-oh.
I want you to go up to the blackboard and put as many examples on the blackboard as you can of our arithmetic with the answers. And, okay, Miss Ma, okay. So she leaves the room.
Right.
She goes across the hall. See? And now keep in mind that, you know, most of us are totally blind. A lot of us are partial, but you can't see the board from your seat, you know.
Right.
So Jimmy's up there with the eraser and the chalk.
What the heck did he do?
You know how the chalk squeaks when you hit and everybody's going, Jimmy, stop that, you know. And so he's up there and he's writing on the board. Meantime, Miss Mars across the hall, see, gabbering with Miss Carey, right? So she comes back in the room, you know, and you know how you turn the wrong way. And she, when she comes in, evidently, she couldn't see the board right away. You know? So she said, okay, Jimmy, good job. Go sit down, you know. Okay.
He goes
and sits down. She turns around. See, and this is when the crapola hit the fan. She turns around, and she goes, well, I never. And a voice in the back goes, and you never will. And we don't know who said that. Somebody in the back.
No,
who said that? Jimmy, get up here. I don't know what's anything wrong, Miss Ma. I did it. You know what you did. Look at this. Pale ginger ale. Janie's fault. Janie told me to do it, and it went Janie. I did not. That's a big lie. I didn't tell him, Miss Ma. I didn't tell him. I swear.
Mm-hmm.
Janie, don't swear. So she says, get that eraser right now and start erasing that board. I've had it. You know, and while he's erasing the board, he's pounding the real food.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Jesus. I bet you she retired that day.
Oh, so she's, oh, she was fit to be tied, you know.
Oh,
Jimmy.
And you couldn't hit anybody that probably then.
It was,
she
but it was funny, though. And we didn't know it until she saw it.
And oh, brother.
Anyway, that was Dinigan. You know, he was a sneaky kid.
Yeah,
know.
He was.
He would sneak.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, I told you about the last week about the sneakers.
Yeah.
You know. And every once in a while, he would wear those sneakers to school. And what are they going to do? I mean, they can't let the kid walk without shoes.
Yeah.
So they had to keep him on. So one day, Miss Ma got a bucket of soap and water and started washing off his sneakers.
She couldn't bake it anymore. Woo! You know, they could have just ignored him. That would have been easier.
Well, yeah, but you know, some
as much
damn
as he, you know,
teachers are, and they, you know, they think they have to be.
No, they
the
could have
star,
just ignored,
you know,
what he was doing.
Anyway, inside, give me some Red Fox music.
It wasn't
done.
Easy, I suppose. I guess.
Some of that Red Fox, yeah.
See, if I was the teacher, I would have sang with him. I would have. Then he wouldn't have think it was, you know. So, yeah, would you get me, let me there. Hold on. I'm getting there. Here it is. Here it is. Relax yourself. It's there. It's there. It's there. Do, 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 do. There. Hey, W.
Oh, hi, Fred. Yeah, Greedy. Hey, I'm glad you came over. You got the popcorn and the jelly fingers and the black eyed peas and the chicken. Oh yeah, I got it all in the bag. Well, what are we gonna watch on TV? We're gonna watch Godzilla Eats Los Angeles. Godzilla eat coo. Yeah. Hey, Fred, let me ask you a question. When he ate Los Angeles, did he put salt and pepper on it? What? Oh, shut up. What are you talking about, salt and pepper? What's wrong with you? He don't need no salt and pepper. He's Godzilla. Oh, yeah. All right, well, I got all the food and the tater salad and everything, and we're going to have a good time.
There you go.
What's going on in here? Oh, hi, son. Hey, Pop, I came in here and the yard was all full of junk and dirt. Well, you didn't do no work around here, man. Well, I can't work today, see, because today is a special day. Special day? Yeah, it's a special day. A day when I got to break my back and do all this extra work. Now, why didn't you do that yard? Well, you see, I was watching King Kong Gets Married, and then the other story was the big monster meets the gorilla. And now, coming on in a few minutes, is Godzilla Eats Los Angeles. What? I'm getting rid of that TV, man. Oh, no. The TV. Wait a minute. This is the big one. I'm going to add the big one where you get rid of the TV. You want to watch TV? I'll put you in the home. You can sit there all day and watch TV.
Oh, no.
Oh, not
oh,
the home.
Boy.
Hey, Fred, can I visit you in the home? Oh, shut up, Brady. I ain't going no home. You crazy. I heard what they do to people in there. Yeah. And you go in there and you stay in there a couple of weeks, and then they cut off your toes. Yeah, and you can't walk.
There you go.
And then they go up and cut off your foot. And then after that, they start working on your leg. And with the words, they get to your ding-a-ling, and that's it. Then you're finished. We
that's
didn't stop
it. Then you're finished today.
Your ding-a-ling. I want my ding-a-ling. Nobody's touching my ding-dong-a-linger.
Ding-dong-a-linger.
Now listen.
Sorry.
I'm going to sell that TV. I'll get $100 for it. $100? Wait a minute. It's worth $500. It's worth no $500. That's an old TV. Where'd you get that? I got it down here from Cheap Charlie's. Yeah. I paid $25. I got to make a profit.
Yeah, big profit.
$25. That thing don't even work right. Oh, yeah, look here. See, when you're banging on the side, you see how it comes on? And then you're banging on the other side, it goes off. What happens in the middle? In the middle, you got, as long as you can hear King Kong's voice, you ain't have to worry about nothing. You're crazy. That TV don't even work. I'm getting rid of it. Hey, Fred, why don't we go down to the gay blade and we put on disguises and we could watch the movie down there with all the hoo-hoos. I ain't going down there. You crazy? Wardell Jackson went in there last week. Yeah, he was surrounded by a bunch of gay people. Yeah, what'd he say? He says, you might be gay, but I'm happy. Get away from me. Wardell Jackson. Well, I don't know, friend. We're going to do it. If Lamont sells that TV, what are we going to do? Don't worry. He ain't going to sell it. Because I'm going to go outside and clean up that yard. Now, look here. You stay in here, wait a minute, I got a better idea. You go outside and clean up the yard, and I'll stay in here and watch the movie. Yeah. All right, Fred. I'm going to show you I'm a good friend. Clean up the yard for you. Thanks, sweetie. And now, King Kong eats Los Angeles. All right, we got Louie coming up. Louie. Louie on the line yet?
Hang on, let me look.
See if Louie's on the line.
Why did that? Oh, okay. Sorry, my fault.
All right.
All right.
This is Louie Romero and Pat Cooper and
I don't know where he is. Lovey! Love Drops, where are you? I just refused.
Is he on yet?
Not yet. No, not yet.
No.
Louie, where are you?
We got Gabriel coming up who becomes a guinea pig for the vaccine.
Guinea pig? Oh. Yeah. All right. So we could do that first before Louie
comes up. They pay him $20. And we also got the honeymooners. We have time to do all this. All right, anybody on the phone? 213-816-1650. Any phone calls?
No, no biters.
All right, so, give me a little honeymoon music there.
How did I know? I had my finger right over.
There we go. Hey, don't forget, we're on television. Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, and it's right.
Awesome.
Well, go ahead and shoot, Norton. All right, Ralph. Mind telling me what's going to happen? No. Two balls going to bounce off the cushion, caroom off the inside of the outer cushion, bounce 3 feet, go up in the air, come down, land in the side pocket, and the sixth ball will be stranded in the middle. How did you know all that? Well, I just calculated it in my brain. Oh, I didn't know you had a brain. Go ahead. That is beautiful. Beautiful. Now, get out of the way. I'm going to show you the aggravation of a misspent youth.
The misspent youth.
Yeah, too bad, Ralph. Too bad. You scratched. I didn't scratch. The table's off. Wait a minute. What do you mean the table's off? It's slanted. The only reason that table's slanted is because you're standing on one side of the floor. And when you're on the other side of the floor sinks. Oh, shut up. Side of the floor. What's all the commotion? Oh, there was a robbery down the block. Robbery. Yeah. Gee. Yeah, they knocked over the bank. Hey, Ralph. Weren't you out there? Did you see anything? You better sell the cops if you saw anything, Ralph. Gee. Look at that, Norton. Look at that. They almost killed me. Bullet went right through the hat. Right through the hat, Norton. I could have been dead. Gee, Ralphie boy, they could have killed you. Yeah, what am I going to do? I'm scared. They're going to get me. They saw me out there. Wait a minute. Take it easy, Ralph. Take it easy. It's 5 o'clock, dark, you know, and there's not too much light out there. They couldn't have seen you. And besides, a lot of people in New York look like you. You think so? Well, you know, 10 or 20, or maybe a few. God, what am I going to do, Norton? Now, wait a minute. Take it easy. Take it easy. We go home, see, and Trixie's away, and you come upstairs with me, and play a couple of hands of pinochle, and you sit down and relax, have a little warm drink, and we watch a movie on the late show. And then you'll be all right. Maybe you're right, Norton. I'm getting too excited. Yeah. What's on the late show? The Humphrey Bogart with Dead Men Tell No Tales.
I remember that.
I'm scared.
Dead Man.
I'm scared, Norton. Hey, what do you got all the doors locked for, Ralph? And the windows and everything. You're sitting up here and you're acting like a gun that's got a man in his back. You mean a man that's got a gun in his back? That's right. Those bums are miles from here by now. Yeah, they ran. They're scared. What was that? Somebody at the door. Open the door and break it in. That's them, Norton. I'm scared. What am I going to do? Don't worry, Ralph. I'm here. Edward Norton to the rescue. You don't think I watch Dragnet for nothing, do you? Dum, dee, dum, dum. All right, in a sight. And the crazy follies.
That's right. Dragnet for nothing.
Around the world, we got Louis Rivera. If he remembers to call in. Louis doesn't always remember, you know.
I know, he falls asleep. I don't know. Oh,
yeah, he might, yeah. He
said
could,
it,
he
and
could
guess
fall
what?
Asleep.
He called. You said it. Here he is.
All right. Louis All Rivera right. live on InterSight.
All right, here he comes.
Around the world with the Frolics.
Okay. Hey, Louis, you remembered. Yay.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rosanna Dana talking on the inner side bar cross radio, blah, 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 frolics.
Rosanna Dana, how are you?
Oh, Rosanna Dana,
I'm
that's
doing okay.
That's
on the original Saturday Night Live, wherever it is, and now I'm talking about Pat Cooper.
Oh.
Pat Cooper,
Rosanna
Dana. Now listen, Pat Cooper tell me I went to a disco nightclub at Studio 54. Yeah, looking for those ladies dancing on the floor, right?
Okay.
And then suddenly I went to the men's bathroom. I had a talk with my friend Pat Cooper. Rosanna Dana can stay outside. Don't go in the men's room, but I have a private talk with Pat Cooper.
Hey, what does this Rosanna Dana look like?
Yeah, now the original Saturday Night Live, the late Gilda Wagner.
Yeah, but what does she look like, Lou?
She like a fuzzy 70s hairstyle, lookalike, something like that, you know.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
what's
she? Is she a big fat thing?
No.
Not a slim one.
Slim one.
A firm one.
Hold on, let me look.
Well, we ought to put her in
firm
a wheelchair.
Hair.
Maybe she'll look better.
Rosanna.
Yeah, that's right. Let me explain the story, Frank, and you too, what you would call it, Suzanne Taurasi Ferraro. Let me talk to Rosanna Dana about all about it. And
yeah.
Meanwhile,
oh, yeah.
I gave.
I know
wait a minute. I told Rosanna Dana something else. And I gave her the right rub drop, so get right to Rosanna Dana and drank it up. And Rosanna Dana on Weekend Update, and she gave me a good smoochie.
She'd probably love you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you
all
right. I know all about it.
She's played by Gilda Wagner, by the way. It is Gilda Wagner.
I know.
Hey, can Rosanna Dana sing?
She's a comedian, something like that.
She don't sing?
Oh, no, she don't sing. Gilda Radner? Do you know if she sings?
I wonder how she would sound if she sang. Rosanna Dana.
Oh, my.
Yeah, something like that.
Rosanna Dana. Oh, my God, no.
Now, wait a minute, man. I'm Rosanna Dana on the walkie-talkie here. I want to talk to Pat Cooper all about it. Hey, Pat Cooper, we'll visit Rosanna Dana, and you'll come with me. We'll go talk to her for 45 minutes, take her to a nightclub, and that lady dancing up anyway. Hey, Rosanna Dana, you got the right bathroom, buddy.
He went in the wrong bathroom.
You got the right bathroom, Rosanna Dana. Close your eyes. Go to the men's room. Just close your eyes. Don't let the men see it.
Yeah. Hey, what does Rosanna wear on the show? What's she wearing?
She wears like this brownish sort of suit, like I see in this one picture. I can't see too much. You know, she's all in all different things.
Oh.
All different characters.
Is she gay or what?
One thing. Oh no. No.
She might be.
Yeah, and Rosanna Dana plays like my late Gilda Radner.
Who?
Gilda Radner.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, Wagner. Yeah,
the late. Yeah.
Oh, is he funny too?
Yeah.
I never watched the Rosanna Dana.
Going back to the 1970s, I talked to Rosanna Dana on a Weekend Update, and I talked to Pat Cooper. Go visit Rosanna Dana when you come stop by. Give her out
oh,
the
wait a minute. So Rosanna Dana
look.
Must be an old lady now.
Maybe so. I don't know for sure. My name is
Rosanna Dana from the Saturday Night Live.
No.
I'm still alive from Saturday Night.
Yeah, that's right. Saturday Night Live. That's right. Something like that. You know.
But Gilda Radner is no longer with us, is she?
Who?
Is Gilda Radner with us now, right?
She
died in 1989.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, what about Rosanna Dennis? Is she still alive?
She played a role. Gilda Radner played a role in SNL back in the 70s.
Right.
Girl.
Right. That was. Rosanna
Dennis.
Oh,
love drop to Rosanna Dennis.
Something
like that.
Oh, so did Rosanna Dennis die from the Karahaka?
No. 1989 or something overdose, something like that.
Overdose?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Overdose or some kind of...
Stupid death? No, I don't know. I have to look here.
What did you overdose on?
Hey, Frank, I talked to Pat Cooper all about it. I don't have the time giving Pat Cooper and the girls a roll of lover drops, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And my
all
name
right.
is
Hey, what was one of the big songs on Saturday night? What was that song?
To Wild and Crazy Guy.
Yeah. You know it?
King Tut da 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 da. King Tut da 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 da.
Rosanna, Dana, Rosanna. Rosanna, Dana.
There you go. He's gonna add more.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do Rosanna, Dana, and Rosanna is dancing a lot of funny faces. Come on, baby, do Rosanna, Dana. Meanwhile, Rosanna, Dana, like give love drop to me. It came walking down in your ABC. Oh, come on, do the Rosanna, Dana with me.
With the Rosanna Dennis show.
That's right.
You guys are crazy.
On the football field, halftime, with Dana Rana Rosanna.
Oh, she was diagnosed with
thank you, Howie.
She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and then she had a resurgence of it in 1989.
Gee, I hope she didn't take that stupid drug that everybody took.
Chemo?
Holy smokes.
Yeah, probably.
All right, Louis Rivera world. Funny guy. Thanks, Lou.
Okay, I want to tell you a good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Oh, thank
yes,
you, Louis.
Hey, guys, I love you.
We love you, too.
We love you, too.
I'll give you a physician. I'll do Pat Cooper, Rosanna, Dana next Friday on the Frank Perino's Block Talk Radio on the phone.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Love you,
Rivera.
I love you guys.
All right.
Yeah. Here. Gabriel got a letter, you know, from the health department. You know.
Okay.
Wait.
How would you like to save humanity? Me? Save humanity? Me?
You hang up, Lou?
Yes. You offer yourself as a guinea pig for the vaccine.
Oh,
please report to this office.
I got it.
On the next Wednesday. Don't eat anything. You mean I gotta starve? I gotta starve to death? No, just don't eat anything before you come here. We're going to administer the new vaccine created by the FDA. FDA? Well, what's that? Food and Drug Asinine. Food and Drug Asinine. Yeah, all right, yeah. And if I live, what do you mean if I live? If you live, you will be awarded $20. $20, that's all I get. What am I going to do with that? Well, you go out and buy breakfast. Because you come here hungry, see. $20. Asinine. That's food, FD asinine. Boy, what kind of an organization is that? Well, it's run by a bunch of jackasses. What do you expect? Now they got the name. Yeah, so he goes down there and they give him the injection, see. Is this going
to
hurt?
He must be hard up to go down there.
It's not gonna tickle, that's for sure.
But he must be
now,
real
don't
hard
panic.
Up.
Don't panic.
You're going down there for $20.
Yeah, $20, yeah. Don't panic. You may feel a little apprehensive in your ding-dong. Ding-dong. You may turn into a bell for a while. One of the side effects of this injection is you start donging like a bell.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be interesting to watch.
Ding, 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 ding. Cut that out.
That'd be interesting.
Now cut that out. Imagine they did. Imagine Jack Benny with a guinea pig.
You mean?
Well, for $20.
For $20, I'm going to turn into a ding dong.
For $20, I'll stay here all day. You can ding a ling me all you want.
That's right. Only $20. That's awesome.
Ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then the guy goes in there with his wife, see.
You touch my husband's ding-a-ling and I'll kill you, you son of a bitch. Woo!
That's funny.
Imagine if we hear next week on the news that some guy's ding-a-ling fell off from the injection.
I'd be laughing too hard.
Woo! In a sight of be famous.
Yes, we would. We predicted
the ding-a-ling.
We definitely do.
Woo!
That's
all right. Around the world. National Ding-a-ling Month. I mean Guide Dog Month.
No. Not ding-a-ling. No.
If the thing knocks off the ding-a-ling, the president's going to declare a ding-a-ling holiday. In honor of all the ding-a-lings.
Who really think everything's ding-ding.
Holy smoke. I wouldn't be surprised of anything anymore.
No, I wouldn't.
It's crazy.
Either.
Woo!
Something, Frank. Anything is possible.
I'm keeping my ding-a-ling where it belongs. I'm not taking that
active
stuff. What are you,
and
crazy?
Active and straight where it is. Gee whiz, ding-a-ling.
Hey, Ralph, look at it. Look at his. Look at his side effects of the Cora Hacker drug from the.
Yeah.
From the Food and Drug Asininus. Let me see that. One tremendous side effect is that it affects your ding-a-ling. Wait a minute.
They want people to do what?
Affects your ding-a-ling? What am I going to throw without a ding-a-ling? Not? Well, you can always become one of those... Trance reverses. Oh, get out.
Oh, here you go.
Woo!
Oh, there you go.
We got to find out the side effects of this drug. That's going to be a riot.
I have no idea. I went to look at it, and all I know is I couldn't even find the name of the darn drug because of my sight. Okay,
sure, because they don't want you to know.
All right. That's right.
They're keeping it hidden.
That's right. So, it's hidden from the disabled
people.
People
are signing up for it. You know, it's going to have zombies walking around pretty soon.
A Oh, please don't say that.
I'm telling you, man. What this drug is going to do to people.
I'm telling you, you better buy you a gun or a bow and arrow.
they're gonna be weird, you know, taking this damn thing. You got to be crazy to take that stuff.
I'm telling you.
You know what they do? They take virus from somebody and they put it in a test tube, and
then
they add stuff to it.
I know. They mutate it. I know.
Who the hell wants to take that?
No, I don't. Trust me, I don't.
All right.
But the thing that
funny
I'm taking is not that. The thing that I'm taking for the virus that I have is not for that. And it doesn't do
that. Hey,
you want to
hear some real help? Tune in next week, either Wednesday or Thursday. Dr. Danielle will be with us.
Oh,
we'll give you the real,
the
real lowdown on how to protect yourself, and it won't hurt your ding-a-ling either.
I can't wait, honestly. It'd be nice. It'd be real nice, you know.
All right, Ennis, I hope you had some fun, and Monday we'll be with you, man. Or glad Monday. Whatever you do. Guard your ding-a-ling with your life.
And guard, ladies, guard everything. It's very important.
Your ding-a-ling, men, is your life.
And ladies, guard their ding-a-ling and guard everything on your body.
Well, ladies don't have a ding-a-ling.
Too.
They have a ring-a-ring.
But they got everything else. They got to guard everything
All
else.
All right. Wild oil of oregano guards the ding-a-ling.
Oh, yeah.
And apple cider vinegar does, too.
Yeah, but it guards everything else, too.
So, we hope you had a little fun, a little craziness, you know.
A little?
I drink a lot of pounding around for my dangling. Oh, shut up, Jimmy. Get out of here.
Woo! Yeah, the ding-a-ling. The ding-a-ling epidemic. Imagine if they start a ding-a-ling epidemic with this drug.
Oh, God, no.
People will be trying to get other people's ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling fell off from this drug.
Oh,
can I have yours? Get out of here.
Yeah, right. I want oh God, they'd want cadavers. Oh my, no.
That's crazy.
That'd be scary.
That is crazy. I tell you, man, you never know what these people are gonna create.
Yeah, that's scary.
You gotta be out of your mind listening to my brother told me on the Google, 30,000 doctors signed a petition. You know?
Yeah.
That everything they're doing to stop this virus is wrong. How do you like this?
Oh, I heard that.
The masks and everything.
Yeah, everything.
And
everything.
Staying
I
home.
Heard. I heard that.
Not letting in the air.
Yeah.
It's
everything,
all wrong.
Really.
90.
I know it is.
Put the ding-a-lings in that, and you got a perfect package. All right, we'll
Where
be with
this?
You Monday. Mad or glad Monday. I'll tell you one thing. If 10,000 people take this drug and they lose their ding-a-ling, they'll be mad.
They'll be signing it, too.
Woo! All right.
That's funny.
Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Protect your ding-a-ling. That's our next show.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Have a good
Monday
one.
Monday night,
mad
or glad, folks. All right. This is Inner Sight Ding-a-ling signing off.
Yes.
For the world. Nobody gonna touch my ding-a-ling. I love my. I'm gonna put up a big sign outside my door. I love my ding-a-ling. Get out of here.
Oh, and your landlord would love that.
Come on, world in his sight. Good night, everybody. Woo!
Good night, everyone.
Woo! Woo! Woo!